Does all the chanting we are doing go back to the Buddha's time, or has some of it evolved later? Some of it goes back to the Buddha's time. That chant on the highest blessings is a discourse from one of the very early collections of the Buddha's teachings. The five subjects for frequent recollection, that's straight from a sutta. We chanted one night, we chanted the Anapanasati Sutta. We chanted some of the others do go back. But the general morning and evening chanting that we do is something that is parts, say, like in the evening chanting, there's a recollection of the Buddha, and that's straight from the suttas, that iti biso bhagava. And then it goes on to another one, which is in sort of in chanting in praise of the Buddha, and that was written around the turn of, say, the coming into the 20th century. So maybe 150 years ago, 130 years ago, as written by one of the royal princes who ordained young, was a great scholar, great administrator, ended up being he wrote many educational texts for monastics, and the chanting was sort of came out of that mayu. So that some are after the Buddha's time, but were say like the verses of sharing and aspiration. Those came out of Sri Lanka 1500 years ago, and were passed down. There's a whole mishmash of stuff that goes all the way back to the Buddha's time, things that are quite ancient, and things that are reasonably modern.